All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL. It's a tradition. It's a tradition. It's a family tradition.
Yeah.
Like Hank Williams Jr. Yeah, how you doing?
It's all good.
Freddie Conger's here.
Thank you, everybody. And I'd like to thank Ron Stutz for making all this possible.
Let's have a great big round of applause for Freddie Conger.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so appreciative.
Thank you. Can we call my mom?
Yeah. How is Mrs. Conger?
Mom's good.
Good.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Last time she, you know, I sent her a tape one time when you and I kind of sang happy birthday to her. It's like after I played it to her, there was like silence, you know.
Yeah.
1001, 1002, 1003. Y'all are so silly. Do y'all do that for the radio? Y'all are silly.
She had the nail right on the head.
Yeah, she did. She, I mean, mom cut right through all of it.
She figured it out pretty quickly.
But today?
Yeah.
We're doing a question with the category being Oktoberfest.
All right. A few things come to mind when you say that.
And I'm going to follow exactly what you're probably thinking.
I don't want to mess up your questions. So
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start somewhere, then I'm going to take it somewhere, and I bet you, yeah, you'll be surprised. Here we go, folks. If you know the answer to this, you have to think about it a little bit. It's another one of those questions that knowledge is good, then you're going to have to apply it.
Okay, you're going to start somewhere and you're going to take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Got your motor running, head out on the highway.
Yep, so get
looking
your motor running. Here
adventure.
We go. In Munich, they're up to their gills on hops and barley.
Uh-huh.
In the lyrics of Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Oh, my goodness.
What smells like a beer?
Oh, I got it. I got it. I'm very familiar with that.
Isn't that pretty good? Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a great question, man.
Yeah, in the lyrics of Billy Joel's Piano Man, which is his signature song.
Yeah.
What, according to the lyrics, smells like a beer?
If you're a Billy Joel fan, you ought to know that one right away. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Freddie Conger, you're asking a question about Billy Joel, who was, while I have the opportunity here, let me just say he is a great singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
He has written some wonderful songs,
mm-hmm.
great lyrics, and in his song, The Piano Man, the microphone smells like a beer.
That is exactly correct, and hence, therefore, makes the connection for our category, Oktoberfest.
Yeah. I was wondering where you were going there, I see what you did there.
Yeah, the microphone smelled like a beer in the lyrics of the song. It was his first single and was a fictionalized retelling of Joel's experience as a piano lounge singer for 6 months in 1972 at the now-defunct Executive Room Bar in L.A.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is cool.
It's a great song lyric and a great story. They're drinking a cup they call loneliness.
Those lyrics just cut through a lot of stuff.
And if you listen to a lot of his music, I mean, really, you know, you got to have an appreciation. Whether you like Billy Joel or not, you got to have an appreciation.
Well, listen to the song, We Didn't Start the Fire. How in the name of the good Lord does he remember all that?
I know.
How do you perform that live?
I know. That's exactly right. And
it's a history lesson.
He has the ability to spin a yarn, I can tell you that much.
Yep.
So thank you.
You're very welcome, and we'll see everybody tomorrow for another question.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.